You're listening to an African Elements top news story for September 08, 2025. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. Baltimore is at the center of a political debate regarding military intervention. Maryland leaders, including Governor Wes Moore and Mayor Brandon Scott, oppose President Donald Trump's suggestions to deploy the National Guard to the city. They argue that Baltimore requires federal financial support, not military presence. Governor Moore stated, "Progress requires the right tool for the right mission," emphasizing that Maryland can achieve results without performative actions. Mayor Scott echoed this, calling for more federal law enforcement resources to assist the city's police. Francis Tony Draper, publisher of The Afro, supports this view, advocating for partnership, not punishment, and federal support for jobs, schools, and health care. The National Guard operates under state and federal authority, primarily responding to emergencies and natural disasters. Unlike local police or federal agencies, the National Guard is a military force. Its domestic operations typically assist civil authorities when local resources are overwhelmed. During the 2015 Baltimore unrest, Governor Larry Hogan activated the Maryland National Guard after riots erupted following Freddie Gray's funeral. About 2,000 troops were deployed to support law enforcement, leading to a militarized zone perception in the city. Their presence included setting curfews and maintaining order, which raised concerns about military involvement in law enforcement and community relations. Baltimore's leadership views Trump's threats as politically motivated bully tactics, especially in light of recent crime reduction data. August recorded the fewest killings for that month, attributed to the efforts of police, violence interrupters, faith leaders, and community members. Trump's actions are seen as treating Baltimore as a bargaining chip, linked to past threats to reconsider funding for the Francis Scott Key Bridge and block the FBI's relocation to Greenbelt. Governor Moore criticized Trump's actions as performative and disrespectful. The Afro article suggests that Trump's law and order agenda targets majority black cities with Democratic mayors, implying a racial undertone. The term law and order has a complex history, often associated with increased policing in black communities, leading to feelings of being targeted. Baltimore's leaders reject military intervention, advocating for a different approach to community safety. They emphasize that true safety comes from steady resources and long-term commitments, not intimidation. This vision includes investing in social services to address crime's root causes, such as violence interruption programs and youth outreach initiatives. Federal funding should support these initiatives, contrasting with military occupation, which they argue would undermine progress. Trump's threats extend to reconsidering billions approved for rebuilding the Francis Scott Key Bridge, vital for Baltimore's economy. Threatening to withhold funds is seen as an attack on the city's recovery. Additionally, Trump vowed to block the FBI's relocation to Greenbelt, a project with bipartisan support that would benefit national security and the local economy. Dismissing Maryland as too far and too liberal exemplifies treating the state as a political pawn. These threats highlight a pattern of using federal funding as leverage rather than as tools for development. The Afro plays a significant role in shaping public discourse within the black community. Draper, as a native Baltimorean, emphasizes the city's resilience and assets, including its hospitals, universities, and cultural scene. While acknowledging challenges like poverty and addiction, she stresses these are not unique to Baltimore. The city's strength lies in its people, who continue to fight for its future, countering Trump's bully tactics with a message of self-determination and pride. Copyright African Elements.